This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tomorrow marks the start of Trans Awareness Week. It's a time to reflect, remember, and stand in solidarity with our trans and gender diverse communities. And later this month, a special event called Honouring with Pride will bring people together at Melbourne General Cemetery to celebrate lives, share stories, and build connection. And the event is a collaboration between the Greater Metropolitan Cemeteries Trust and Transgender Victoria. And joining us this afternoon is Son Vivian, the CEO of Transgender Victoria. Son, always good to have you on the program.
Thank you. Always lovely to be here.
Now, Trans Awareness Week beginning tomorrow, what does this time of year mean to you?
Yeah, well, look, we have evolved a month of events and activities out of Trans Awareness Week, which in and of itself evolved from Trans Day of Remembrance, which is traditionally the 20th of November, and that's a global event for recognising and honouring people that have lost their lives in ways that are related to being trans, whether that's suicide and very many other violent encounters that we don't need to go into in great detail here today. But This event is a really exciting one in terms of it being collaboration with the Greater Metropolitan Cemeteries Trust.
It's
and I can tell you more about it.
let's find it. So it's called Honouring with Pride. It's on November the 19th. Where did the idea for this gathering come from?
Look, the GMCT, as I'll call them, Greater Metropolitan Cemetery Trust, approached us acknowledging that trans and gender diverse people alongside LGBTQIA+ people often face barriers and exclusion in cemeteries and memorial service contexts. We often, as chosen family, don't get included, and as trans people ourselves too, our identity or wishes are not always respected after death. And so these things really compound experiences of grieving and can really, you know, they're massive basically. And so these folks are incredible, and they're just reaching out to community to really try and create safe enough and safer spaces within cemeteries and memorial services for our lived experiences and the experiences of our loved ones.
I find that really encouraging. So an organisation out there has said, you know what, we see a need here, and they've approached you. I think that's fabulous.
It's inspiring, and, you know, it's a part of a suite of other diversity and inclusion activities and policies they have underway. They're very impressive.
Hopefully other organisations will start to do the same. Now, grief and remembrance, Son, can be powerful forces. How do events like this help people heal, connect, and also feel seen?
Yeah, it's always a tricky thing to convene an event like this, to get the balance of honouring and celebration of a life along with grief and sadness. And I think the way this event has been really thoughtfully pulled together really reflects the effort to span inclusivity of all of those feelings. In terms of the space itself, Harkness Memorial Park, which is part of the Faulkner site, is a great example of inclusion where there are no denominational sections and service spaces that were traditionally named chapels. And so these kind of ceremonial spaces are becoming more inclusive. And then the event itself is featuring First Nations performer Cerulean and a trans young person, Frankie Mazzoni, who's really speaking from the heart. There's a real effort to centre community members and listen to their experiences in an effort to make a difference down the track.
We're chatting with Son Vivian from Transgender Victoria about Trans Awareness Week, which begins tomorrow, and the upcoming Honouring with Pride event. Son, there's something about cemeteries. I feel like we don't visit them enough just to visit our loved ones, but also there's so many stories there. I find them absolutely fascinating. These are people who have lived lives, and their story is still there. And you just learn so much by going through a cemetery, particularly some of the old ones.
Do you know what? This one, I had the good fortune of doing a site visit, and it is just the most beautiful. It's beside a lake. There's a beautiful surroundings of great big old gum trees, and they've made just the most beautiful effort to really engage with landscape and country, and you know, there's a lot of First Nations through lines that have really emerged in the work that they've been doing. So it's beyond kind of standing awkwardly at a at a grave or a plaque. It's really a sense of being with spirit, and I think that's one of the things that they're really engaging with, is how to make safe enough spaces for LGBTQI plus people to visit and have the feelings without necessarily, you know, feeling, you know, visible in those spaces that they may or may not want to be outwardly presenting in, and just want to be there with their spirit and their heart.
Just on that, I mean, it does sound very spiritual and very grounding. What do you hope, I suppose, people feel when they come and they attend this event and then they leave at the end of the day?
I guess a sense of peace and a sense of being connected with other people who have shared experiences. You know, the sense of hope for a world that might not be as plagued with transphobia as we've, you know, existed in before and certainly are continuing to exist in. But I think there's a spirit of connection that, you know, really transcends life and death in many ways. And I think that just the space and the calm and the connection is what I'll be seeking in the space, yeah.
Now, as you mentioned, this whole month is our Trans Awareness Month. What are the key messages you'd like everyone to take away right now?
Oh, goodness, we've got such a host of events and activities. I would say hop on the website, which is transmonth.org.au, and you can scroll down and see there's everything from exploring gender through tarot, we've got our Trans Day of Remembrance on the 20th, this one's on the 19th. There's also a bake-off happening this weekend. And of course we've just had the gala last weekend as well. So there's something for everybody on the site, and many community organisations have also taken the opportunity to promote their standalone events. So there's a lot of opportunity to engage with wellbeing, celebration, connection, and as allies, just to, you know, show up and be there for your trans loved ones and community.
Now, visibility is such a big part of awareness, isn't it? What difference does it make when trans and gender diverse people are celebrated in public community-driven spaces like this?
Oh, my goodness. It's so profound and so, you know, I think for many people who are newly identifying as trans and really just exploring gender for the first time, it makes it okay to do that, and to look around and see people who are on different stages of their journeys. And, you know, it's not about your outfit or you know, how convincing your gender presentation might be. It's about the gentle support and capacity to explore with curiosity your own, you know, vulnerabilities and strengths. So, yeah, it's so important that we have opportunity to see one another and be seen by one another.
And so I'm asking this question, I suppose, as much for myself as for everyone else who isn't trans. What does meaningful allyship look like beyond Awareness Week? I mean, you know, we can finish the month of November and then think, okay, we'll put our pens down now, but we can't. Yeah. We've got to keep going. I'm talking about workplaces, families, everyday life. What can we all do? Yeah.
Look, I think that's the subject of several radio shows, to be honest. But, and we do have resources on the website for what it means to be a meaningful ally. I think the biggest things are, you know, to suspend judgment in your heart and on your tongue. So, you know, the seeing, speaking, thinking, like, you find those unexpected judgments in your head all the time. And just saying, I'm curious about this difference, and I don't need to go and find out everything from the person in front of me. I can do some Googling about my curiosities, but just presenting acceptance that's unconditional. And, you know, sometimes that means going into bat. You know, I'm sure we've all stood in coffee queues over the last years and heard other people talking about the latest thing Trump's had to say or the latest thing the Queensland government's done. You know, sometimes it is actually intervening in those things and just saying, actually, there's multiple points of view on that and perhaps you'd like to consider these other ones. There's lots of stuff out there on how to be a good ally, and we need everybody who can do anything, even if it's, you know, a smile and a you're doing okay.
Son, importantly, where do we find details? And do we need to register to attend Honouring with Pride on November 19th?
Yes, it's catered, and we would love to know how many people are planning to show up. There's multiple ways of getting there. All the information that you need is on presencemonth.org.au, and you just need to scroll down through the many events and activities until you find Honouring with Pride and click through and register.
So
it's easy.
Great to chat with you. I'm looking forward to the event. We'll see you there.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks for joining us. Son Vivian, CEO of Transgender Victoria. That website, again, transmonth.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.